President Zelensky responds to petition to lift Parmatch ban. The President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, has issued an official response regarding a petition advocating for the lifting of sanctions against Parmatch. Parmatch was one of the 287 companies that were banned from operating in Ukraine for 50 years when Zelensky signed Presidential Decree No. 145/2023 into law. Following the sanctions, Parmatch had to suspend all its B2C operations in the country. The decree, which was enacted as a result of the decision taken by Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council, NSDC, also led to the imposition of sanctions on 120 individuals. At that time, Zelensky stated, "These are more than 280 companies and 120 people who, through gambling business schemes, worked against Ukraine, withdrew funds from our state and financed various Russian schemes. It took some time to prepare the decision. It has been thoroughly worked out and closes schemes worth tens of billions. And it is not the last such decision." In its defense, Parmatch asserted that the information considered by the council about its operations in Russia was false. According to the company, the ban was the result of a flawed and unfair investigation that falsely claimed the company was doing business in Russia. Petition response. Authored by Kuropiatnik Irina Viktorovna, the betting company initiated a lift sanctions against Parmatch petition in June with the aim of revoking the 50-year ban imposed on the company. In the same month, the petition amassed over 25,000 signatures, which paved the way for it to be delivered to Zelensky for consideration. Under Ukrainian law, any petition in the state that gets over 25,000 signatures will be forwarded to the president for deliberation. Quote, "I thank everyone who joined this petition for their active civic position." According to Part 2 of Article 19 of the Constitution of Ukraine, bodies of state power and bodies of local self-government, their officials are obliged to act only on the grounds, within the limits of authority and in the manner envisaged by the Constitution and laws of Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky, President of Ukraine. Following the explanation of specific laws, the president added that he has appealed to the Prime Minister of Ukraine, D. Shmyhal, to thoroughly examine the concerns raised in the petition. If valid reasons are found, appropriate actions should be taken in response. He concluded by stating that the author of the electronic petition will be duly informed by the Cabinet of Ministers of Ukraine about the outcome of the assessment.